It is my pleasure to turn this party over to two familiar and friendly faces from Fox 2. Jennifer Hammond and Dan Miller, who is also the voice of the Detroit Lions on WJR. A round of applause for Dan and Jen. Take it away, guys.
These are special.
Yeah, I know. Steve, thank you very much. Guys, you ready? This is a great time of year. Are you ready?
I got to tell you, every morning, Coach walks into the press conference, and he always says, hello, good morning. And if we don't respond, he gives us the look. And then we say, we're great. Hi, nice to see you. So it better be louder than that. Is everybody ready?
That is much better. It is great to have you here, Lions fans and Detroit Economic Club members. Welcome to the 22nd annual Detroit Lions Kickoff Luncheon. I'm Dan Miller, here with my colleague Jennifer Hammond. We're so pleased to have all of you with us today. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, we've got an amazing program for you. You're going to hear, obviously, from the head coach and also Rod Wood and Mr. Quinn talking about the team. And we're also going to get some players up here, too, for a round table. We've got Jared Davis here. We've also got Devon Kennard, TJ Lang, Matt Stafford, and a whole lot of other players.
Also, a little bit later, stay right where you are when the program ends, because we do have a raffle featuring autographed footballs from each of the players that are here with us today.
I need my glasses. I don't see very well, Dan. All right, first
we're
though,
right there.
I know. Before we get to all of that, we need to acknowledge some very important people that are here. A lot of folks from the Alumni Association, some former players from the Detroit Lions. Please welcome offensive lineman Larry Lee, Luther Blue, cornerback Luther Bradley, linebacker George Jamison, fullback Corey Schlesinger, linebacker Tim Walton, and last but definitely not least, quarterback Eric Hipple.
Hip. It's exciting. It is a great time of year, and this event is always exciting because we know that we are on the brink of starting the season, and I can't think of any better way to do it. New head coach that's brought a lot of excitement to this city and to this team on a Monday night, downtown Detroit at Ford Field, the only game that'll be going on at that time. I can't think of any better way to get it going.
Yeah, it's awesome. And everywhere we go, I know that you've found the same thing. There are so many fans that we talk to. They all want to stop you and say, what's your prediction on the Lions? And it's always Lions fever in Detroit, especially come July and August when they get back to training camp, they get back to playing some preseason football, and especially as we turn the calendar to September, 12 days and counting till that kickoff on Monday night against the Jets.
Looking forward to it. Let's get this started. Let's get our roundtable going right now. Let's welcome up our players. Guys, come on up. We look forward to chatting with all these guys. We've got Devon Kennard. We've got Matthew Stafford. We've got Marvin Jones. We've got TJ Lang. All the folks are with us today, five of them. Come on, guys. One more down. One more down. This is just, it's just a shift before the play, that's all. That's a way to go. How you guys doing?
Does everybody have one? Give TJ a microphone. I know he wants one.
That's okay. I don't.
TJ has a loud voice. I don't think he needs one.
I've got to just start this off with a quick question. As the only mother residing up on the podium here today, I want to know what it's like in that Stafford house with a third little girl, Matthew.
It's wild at the moment. Busy, but we're obviously extremely happy that everybody's home and healthy and doing well. So,
for those who do not follow Kelly on social media, please share for us the details of your young baby.
Yes, Hunter Hope Stafford, daughter. Born about, 10 days ago or so. Happy and healthy, so all good.
And you're not, yep. Devon Kennard also has a new baby, new linebacker to Detroit, comes with a family. Tell us about your new arrival.
Yeah, she's about 3 weeks old, Cameron J. Kennard. She was born right when we got back from Oakland. So, you know, that was the timing was perfect. I was a little worried. I had to text Coach like, hey, I got to go. But, you know, it was a blessing.
I understand Coach has gifts for all of the players' new babies, so I think everybody's in good shape.
No, this is good stuff. And with all this, JD, anything to announce?
No, not right now. Nothing in the near future.
All right, guys, let's talk about what's going on because obviously training camp winding down, getting ready for the regular season, not to be overlooked. One preseason game to go tomorrow night, Ford Field. We'd love to see all of you out there. Let's start with you. You've been through a lot of these things, man. Just talk to me about training camp and what you've seen. I know you've been a little bit nicked up, but you've been there the whole way.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is coming into training camp this year, you know, new coaching, you know, new coach, kind of some new things going around the building. Guys wanted to see how we were going to run things a little bit, but I think the biggest thing that stood out was when Coach Patricia came in, the expectations, you know, and the urgency that he had, that the coaching staff had, that we had as players. I mean, you think about training camp, you think about how long it is. Reality, it's not that long. I mean, you got a couple weeks and then you start playing games that count. So, you know, this is, I think it's been a good training camp for us. I think the guys have really stuck together, you know, the past 4 weeks. I think we've made some strides. I think everybody's excited to stop hitting each other and start hitting other teams more. And these things, you know, it's obviously a game tomorrow, but come next week, it's going to count for real, and I think the guys are ready.
JD, give us a little sense. I mean, we hear an awful lot about this multiple defensive scheme. What have you learned about it, and how much is there still to learn for the guys on that side of the ball?
I mean, the biggest thing I've just learned that it's constantly evolving, and there's so many things that we can continue to add to it and take away from it each and every week to not only, you know, put ourselves in better positions, but to confuse the teams that we're playing. So just being able to really dive in each and every week and get to know your opponent and really, you know, diving in, getting with the coaches and making sure that we're all on the same page is something that we're going to have to do this season to be successful.
Matthew, 10 years in, even when you have some consistency on the offensive staff, when you have a new head coach, it brings about a different feel in camp, doesn't it? It feels like in some ways starting over and moving forward.
Yeah, definitely. You know, with each head coach, everybody's their own individual person. They like things done a certain way, and it's on us as players to, you know, figure that out as quickly as possible and get to going in the right direction. And this year has been no different. You know, as players, we've been extremely dedicated to trying getting it right, and you know, it's been good.
For those of you who haven't followed the team all that closely up until this point, Tavon Kennard comes as one of the free agent signings from the offseason, linebacker from the New York Giants. Give us just a little sense, Tavon, just of kind of how you've received the city. I know you've been pretty much working all day and all night since you guys arrived in town, but just your thoughts on Detroit so far, the fans, and what they can expect to see from you on the field.
You know, the first thing I kind of acknowledged as soon as I got here is the work ethic of this city and the hard-nosed people that, you know, represent this city. And I think I fit well in that, you know, with what I bring to the table and the work ethic that I have. And, you know, I feel welcomed, and it's been a lot of fun so far.
I think one of the cool things, Devon, is when you get a new head coach comes in, new defensive coordinator comes in, and they look to start reshaping the team, reshaping the roster a little bit. They look at a guy like you and they immediately see your skill set and figure that it's going to work well with what they want to do. I think that's a tremendous compliment to you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's an honor for me. And, you know, I'm just trying to earn my teammates' respect, my coaching staff respect, and show what I can, you know, bring to the table to help us win and to help contribute. And, you know, I take that seriously, and it's something I've tried to do day in and day out throughout camp.
And before we talk football with Marvin Jones, I think I want to know how that Bundt Cake store is doing. Everything Bundt Cake in Troy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's definitely doing good. Yeah. My wife, she's working long hours, and she loves it. And, yeah, I mean, if y'all haven't tried it, you better try it. You better go.
I wanted to give you an opportunity.
West Big Beaver Road and Rochester. So go out and get your Bundt Cakes. You might see me in there, too. Or I'll be in the back eating the cakes.
Trust me, our newsroom was sitting there watching our live shot the night of Taste of the Lions, and they saw us doing that. Huel Perkins gets on the phone and calls and says, can you bring some of those back? So Marvin's wife was kind enough to put a whole box together, sent them back to the newsroom, and they were very, very happy. Marvin, let me talk some football with you, because I think we can all agree you had a fantastic season last year, but didn't come without a lot of work. You really dedicated yourself. You got stronger. You and I talked about it a number of times. You talked about wanting to win those one-on-one battles, and the line I always remember is you said when you got in the mix, you want to come out the back end, meaning you wanted to be headed back to the house. When you come off a season like that, what was your attitude coming into this year, and where did you want to improve?
I think it was no different, you know, and I know these guys can attest to it. Every season you have to reinvent yourself, you know, because you don't get last season, you know. So last season was good individually for me, but at the same time, it's all about the work. You know, as I go and at length to just do what I have to do to be a better person, to be a better athlete on the field, and to be a better teammate. So that's what we all do. You know, it's all about going in and working, because we don't get last year. You know, this is a new year, so we have to reinvent ourselves. You know, and reinvent the culture that we want and to succeed. So yeah, I'm just grinding.
One of the things I know a lot of people in this city have kind of been starving for, and probably the quarterback to a certain extent as well, as a run game. TJ, you're one of the guys in the trenches. I know you like when you get the questions. Just give me a sense of how you think the run game is coming along. I know you haven't had game action yet this preseason, but you've been in practice. You've seen it.
I think we're working very hard. I think we've obviously got some new personnel, a couple guys on the line, and definitely in the backfield. I think we've got some guys that bring a different dynamic to our team. I think there's been a lot of competition, and I think it's been, since we started on April 9th, it's been one of the points of emphasis for us as an offense. We sit in the offensive line room, we look around at the rest of our offense, we look at Matthew, we look at Marvin, at Golden, and Kenny, and the receivers. We understand we can make their jobs a whole lot easier and make this offense a whole lot more explosive by running the ball effectively. It's just going to open up a lot more opportunities for those guys, and ultimately, that's how we get rewarded up front. So it's definitely been a point of emphasis, and I know we've been working our tails off.
And Matthew, some exciting new pieces when you look at a young player like Kerryon, Frank Ragnow, and then LeGarrette Blount. And we had Bob Quinn in the studio or in the booth on WJR the other night on 4th and 1, and we saw, I think, what LeGarrette can bring. Absorbs contact behind the line and still is able to get that first down. That has to, you know, really bolster the offense and what the capabilities are.
Yeah, I think just more to what, you know, TJ was saying. The competition in that room has been pretty incredible, really up front and, you know, in the running back room. So we're excited. And as a team, we're doing everything we can to try and get better. You know, they've obviously added some pieces with players. But as a team, we're just trying to gel and work hard and make, you know, our offense as tough as possible to stop and our defense as good as they can be.
I know that this has been a learning process for all of you guys, both on and off the field with a new coach in there. If each of you could just kind of shed a little light on maybe something on the lighter side that you have learned about your head coach, Matt Patricia, here in the early go.
On the lighter side, man, it's all about the work, you know? And that's our mindset. That's our attitude. It's all about the attitude and the mindset, you know? And we're working very hard, you know, to create that culture and to, you know, to be the best selves. That if that's a word, I mean, our best selves, you know, on that field. So it's all about hard work.
DK, you got anything?
He brought the pencil to Detroit.
Surprised he's not wearing it right now.
We're working on getting a sponsorship, right, Kevin?
number two sponsorship.
All right. Matthew?
Yeah, not much light. You know, we've just been working. Just been grinding. You guys can ask him yourself when he gets up here, but just a lot of work. That's been good. It's been good.
JD.
Yeah, JD, that lighter side, huh?
I mean, coach makes sure he gets the work out of us, but, you know, he keeps the environment lively. You know, he makes sure that it's not all, like, dull and everything like that. So he brings a lot of fire to the table every day. So really love that, coming in and just – really just getting pushed every day.
Hey, TJ, we're out of time. You owe me. Okay, you owe me. So. You owe me, man. Right, don't forget about that. How about a round of applause for our players up here, everybody? Marvin Jones, Devon Kennard, Matthew Stafford, Jared Davis, and TJ Lang. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man.
Don't forget, raffle coming up at the end right now. Let us welcome in our next roundtable guests, Lions head coach Matt Patricia, Lions general manager Bob Quinn, and President Rod Wood. Appreciate you guys being here. Great to have you here.
Thanks so much for having us. Those guys are, that was lucky.
They've been well coached.
Yeah, they did good.
That's all they ran out of here.
Yeah, and I was looking for a couple of them right there.
So, Bob Quinn, you've known him forever. How about that lighter side of Matt Patricia?
I got nothing for you.
You know what? It is all about the work, and it's all about winning. And I think if you've been out to training camp, which I know a lot of you have, you've seen that. And you see it on the field. You see it reflected in the coaches. You see it reflected in the gentleman to my left. And you see it in the players. So, Coach, just update us on camp and how you think things have gone and where you feel like the team is right now, 12 days out.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, camp is definitely a process that, you know, we've been rolling through here for a little while. I think the guys have worked hard. I think, you know, those guys said it best. We've been grinding away, trying to get better. There's a lot to cover in camp. Camp is not as long as it used to be. So we've got to kind of compress it into, as you know, the days that we're allowed to have. But I think the guys have really tried to improve. You know, I think they've come out with a great attitude every single day. We've learned a lot as a team. We've worked hard. And, you know, right now we're trying to do, you know, with Bob and myself, to do the best job we can to evaluate the guys that we have and hopefully put together the best team that we can and then go from there. So, but I can't, you know, the work ethic that these guys have put together has been, you know, has been great.
I think one of my favorite things is the fact that this is a continual evaluation process, and process being the key word. Bob, how often, I mean, every day, obviously, you guys are in each other's ear talking about what you need, how you need to get better. We see it. Just for you, just kind of building a team together and entrusting them in his hands, how good does this process feel, and how far do you think you are from maybe your finished product, if that's even something you can gauge at this point?
Yeah, I think the process started in February when we sat down and tried to evaluate the team from last year and what we could do to improve upon it. And that, you know, that process went from free agency to the draft and then to spring. So really, what the evaluation of our own team starts, you know, the first day of really OTAs or the off-season program when they're starting to go in the weight room, because, you know, we're trying to build a big, tough, strong, you know, fundamentally sound football team, and that doesn't happen overnight. So there were some guys we had to replace, some positions we felt we needed to upgrade, which I think we did. And I think, you know, training camp has been a really competitive situation at a lot of positions. So I think over the next couple of days, and, you know, we've been talking about it for the last few weeks, we're going to have some, you know, really hard decisions to make about, you know, to keep the best 53 players on the team. You know, sometimes it isn't always the 53 most talented players. It's really the right fits for us and our team going forward. So, you know, between myself, you know, Matt and his staff, my staff back at the office, you know, we're working really hard trying to improve the team, whether it's now, next week, or, you know, into the season.
You know, Rod, the two sides to it. There's the football side, the business side, and it's all under one heading, which is the Detroit Lions. The business side does not rest. Last year, you had the major renovations at Ford Field. This year, I think the major announcement was you saying to the fans, "We heard you," when it comes to the concession prices, and that's been a big change, and fans have already seen that. They're going to see it throughout the year.
Yeah, it's nice to be answering questions about lower prices than higher prices. we studied what Atlanta did and other teams have considered and came to, I think, a really good place that'll work for Ford Field, for our fans, and lower prices created longer hour in advance where you can get in and get discounted concessions, added two locations. We have two night games that start the season, so we're actually going to open the doors an extra hour earlier, so we'll be opening 3 hours before kickoff. And all those things are designed really to get the people in the building and cheering the team on, because it's all about creating a great home field advantage.
And headline again, $5 beer throughout the game, correct?
Everybody focuses on that. So
it's Detroit.
Yeah, it's maybe the best thing I've done is $5 beer. I don't know.
Give me a sense, Matt. You have been now at Ford Field for just one preseason game. What your early impressions are of just kind of the fans, and I know you've been out in the community a bit, and you've been around and met some fans and heard from them a little bit, and also what you're looking most forward to for that Monday night game against the Jets, because I'm going to tell you something about Ford Field on a Monday night. That place is insane.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can't wait. Like I said, the people that we've met and everybody's been so wonderful and generous to myself and my family, but the passion that everybody has in this town and the passion they have for the sports, obviously for the Lions, and, you know, just that desire for success that everybody's craving, that, believe me, is not lost on me 1 ounce. You know, that is what drives me every day to go in and work as hard as I can. And, you know, we had that opportunity to play home and obviously again tomorrow before we get ready for the Monday night game. And, you know, it's certainly something I was on the other sideline for, and I know what that energy is, and I know how much it affects the other team, and I'm excited to be on this side of it, and I'm excited to get out there on Monday night. I mean, really, Monday night football is something as a little kid that, you know, you just dream about being a part of. You know, it's something that you know, sneak downstairs with your dad and you're watching the game as your mom's yelling at you to go upstairs and go to bed. So to be a part of something like that in my first game here at home with our fans and our crowd and our home field advantage, I can't wait. You know, I just can't wait to get in there and get after the Jets and get going. But we got Cleveland first. We've got to focus on them here tomorrow. But I'm very excited to get that home field advantage.
The roster's constantly evolving. Bob, two players picked up recently. I don't know if there's anything you can share on what happened with Robert Ayers, but I think Eli Harold is very interesting. I talked to Coach the other day. He and I both had the same experience in that we were talking to Bruce Arians, the former coach of the Cardinals, is now in broadcasting. He had a production meeting. He came on the air with us as well. And both of them, unsolicited, he said, that's a move I really like. That's a guy that can really help a football team with his length and his ability to set the edge.
Yeah, well, you know, we obviously scouted, you know, Eli coming out of college a few years back and followed his career at San Francisco. And he's a versatile guy that can play at the end of the line of scrimmage. He can play off the ball. He can rush the passer. He can, you know, set the edge and play in coverage. So these guys that are versatile, athletic, and long, you know, we're going to find a role for those guys in Matt's defense. So he was, you know, when the trade kind of, we were talking back and forth, we were kind of looking at the depth of our team, and that's actually right after we lost Steve Longa to the unfortunate knee injury. So it was a situation where the timing was right. I think the price was right, and, you know, we're happy with that addition. And, you know, he hasn't played a game for us yet, so,
sure.
You know, we have to go out and, you know, see him actually perform tomorrow night and into the season. But it's a move that we were excited to do.
The next couple days, and you and I have touched on this before, but just to give the fans a little perspective on your job and the things that you do, that roster is always evolving. There's going to be over 1,100 players that are cut loose here in the next couple days, and you and your staff will be combing over. I know you're working hard with the guys that you have, but there might be some guys out there as well that you wouldn't be doing your job if you didn't check all those things out.
Yeah, that's part of being, you know, a general manager and putting the roster together with my staff is, you're right, 1,100 players, you know, we have to try to predict who those guys are going to be because it, you know, the personnel notice because it kind of come out at about 8 o'clock on Saturday night, and you have until noon on Sunday to figure out if you want to claim someone. So you can't be waiting to the last minute to do the work. So I'd say that since the preseason games have started, you know, myself and my staff, we go through every game, we create prospect lists for each team of the guys that we think we want to target, and we want to make sure we have a thorough evaluation on. So when they do become available, it's an easy decision. We might have to review some tape real quick. But the guys we targeted, hopefully we can acquire some of those guys if we think they can upgrade our roster. So it's really a two-way street in terms of evaluating our own team first and then evaluating what might be available on the street to see if we can upgrade the back end of our roster.
I know no matter what players are out there, coach is going to coach them up. And one of the things that we've seen from you already is, be it during training camp, wandering around every single position group during drills or scrimmages, and also during games, you just love to coach.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, that's the enjoyment of it. You know, we spend a lot of our time doing certain things during the day where when I finally get that opportunity to get hands-on with the players and go out there and coach technique and teach and just get them to try to learn and understand what it is that we're trying to do at any moment, whether it's practice or the game. I just love that. That's the part of me that just kicks in the most, and I want to, you know, go after that as fast as I can. So I love being around the guys. I love the technique. I love the fundamentals of it. It's great for me now because I get to roam, you know, to some different positions. And as I like to say, I like to screw up a lot of position coaches' drills when I walk over there and just kind of start over. So whatever they plan for the 4 hours the night before, just scrap that. We're doing this and, you know, kind of keep everybody on their toes. But I think in the games and the preseason, it's been great for me too, because there's definitely some situations that have come up that I've actually been able to teach through as the game's going on with some of the players that have been on the sideline. And, you know, those things will come up through the course of the year, and the faster that we can respond and react to them and handle them, then the better off we're going
to
be.
It has to be gratifying too when you see young players that you have watched develop kind of popping games a little bit. We saw Brandon Powell the other night. We saw really your second and third teamers lead a comeback from 21 points down. These guys have put in a lot of work. And for you as a head coach, you want them to make these decisions difficult for you, and some of these guys are doing that.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the first thing we tell them. You know, look, we're trying to make every single position on this roster as competitive as possible, and you'll have your opportunity. And, you know, we had the opportunity to practice against a couple teams, which gave us a couple extra reps to evaluate some guys. But for some of the other guys, when you get that opportunity in the game, it may be one play, it may be 10 plays, maybe 30 plays. You've got to make the most of that opportunity, and you've got to, you know, show us why you want to be here and show us, you know, that you belong. And really, we tell them from the beginning when Bob, his staff get together and my staff get together and we bring the players in, you know, they're all brought here for a reason. We all believe that they can do something to help us win. We all believe that they can, you know, have an opportunity to be on this roster. And so I always tell them, you know, try to prove me right. Just try to prove me right that, you know, we did a good job bringing in the right guys here to compete. And that's what I think, you know, they've been trying to do.
I know that the players say there is no lighter side of you, but every now and then we see a smile out of you at practice. We caught one the other day. Rod was out there talking to you in the middle of the field. It looked like it was about some new pencil you had behind your ear. I don't get this pencil thing, but I guess it changes colors at times. Rod, can you shed a little light on that?
Well, I didn't know you guys watch everything that we're doing, obviously. So I won't get into the pencil.
We're only out there for 10 minutes.
I will just say that Matt does always have his pencil, and there was a little unique pencil for practice, and I commented on it. The thing you have to be careful is because, you know, Matt's a hugger, that you don't get your eye poked out with
a hugger?
With the pencil. So I'm always a little cautious going in, but pencils have become all the rage in Detroit.
Wait, so Coach is a hugger, and we're just now hearing this?
I'd like to retract my earlier comment.
That stays in this room, all right? Forget the tweeting thing. That stays in this room. Hey, Rod, you know, we touched on Monday night, and what an exciting time it's going to be. You know, the schedule maker, I think, in some ways, did you a favor with giving you two high-profile games early in this season. Coach might, you know, differ with that. But Monday night game, Sunday night game, very early. Single tickets are available. I don't know that there's many left for those, but that's going to be the place to be in Detroit for those two nights. First of all, opening on Monday, and second of all, Patriots coming in on Sunday night.
Yeah, we were fortunate because we had a conflict with a concert next weekend that we could not play on Sunday, but I did, you know, kind of tongue-in-cheek tell the league that we could host a Monday night game, and they gave us that. So I'd much rather start the season at home. On Monday Night Football against a team that Coach knows pretty well from his prior assignment, and we're gonna have the place full. We do have a few tickets available. We have a couple of our salespeople here if you want to see them to buy single game tickets, and then the Patriot game, you know, the next home game, a Sunday night game against a team that he again knows pretty well. So it'll be really fun downtown, and we're excited to have the place loud and a very tough place for our opponents to come in and play.
And if any of you haven't been, I hope you have, since the remodel, just some thoughts with a year under your belt with kind of the new look of Ford Field, because A, I think it's fantastic. B, I think the coolest thing about it to me is the way you brought the north side of the stadium to life. It is really hopping over there now.
Yeah, we did a big renovation last year, $100 million. You've read about it, and changed a lot of the premium spaces in the stadium, new video boards, new sound system, new Wi-Fi. So every fan, I think, is experiencing a better experience in the north side that Dan mentioned. We reimagined it from a few empty suites to now a very lively combination of basically a nightclub, the Miller Lite Tap Room, larger suites that are sponsored by Comerica, and then smaller suites that are sponsored by Plant Moran. And they're all completely sold out, so the north side of the field is buzzing, and that's good because that creates a whole another energy in the stadium. So.
Bob, I'd like to get back to a little bit of kind of the rookie talk with you. I know that there's a lot of guys that are in there that have been very productive this preseason. Frank Ragnow on the offensive line, also Kerryon Johnson and Deshaun Hand. Give us a sense, or give, if you have really an answer to it, when you ever look at a draft class and say, yeah, this one is a good one, or yeah, these guys are going to fit and stay. I mean, how much of a work in progress is that?
Yeah, generally speaking, the way we try to evaluate players coming out of college is, what are they going to be their second year in the league? Because really, the rookie year, it's being a rookie in the NFL is really, really hard. The transition from college football to pro football is night and day for a lot of these kids. So when we're trying to evaluate college players and putting the grades on the draft board, you know, we really say, okay, by year two, what can this guy be? So that's kind of the time frame that I use. And, you know, some guys take shorter than that, some guys take longer, but generally speaking, that's kind of, you know, what we look for. So, yeah, some of the guys you mentioned, you know, have had good camps and good preseason. So we're looking forward to those guys really producing during the regular season when it really matters.
But obviously it is a long road. And, Coach, one of the things that you always say is we're going to be better next week. We're going to be better in September and then October and November. With those rookies that can really contribute, how much of a bonus is that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great. You know, for us, when we get our young players, whether they're rookies or second-year guys that come in, and that improvement really escalates through the course of the season, I think it's what helps drive the team. You know, I think it's what helps keep the team competitive throughout the entire season. You know, football is a little bit different than other sports. We only have 16 opportunities, which means we have to get better during the week. We have to practice, and we have to compete during the week to improve. So having those younger players develop and push, you know, maybe some of the other players on the roster, helps that competition to really get going, even when you get into the Octobers and Novembers and then the Decembers. So that's what's important.
And, you know, too, Coach, just to expound upon that for just a moment here as we get ready to wrap up, just that process, because, you know, we live in a society now and we're all part of it where you make 30 final conclusions on things, sometimes one after every quarter. And preseason doesn't always lend itself to playing your best football because there's other things that you're trying to do. I know you want to win, but oftentimes it's position groups, it's guys getting out there at a critical time that it takes precedence over sometimes maybe how a play will look or how a scoreboard will look. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of situations that come up in the game where I really have to kind of fight myself internally to just, you know, press forward and want to go into a mode where, you know, we're either going to do something personnel-wise or scheme-wise or maybe change up what we're doing to, you know, just go win and go, you know, just kind of where we all as competitive people want to be. But I have to remember, like, hey, we still need to see this in this game. We still need to take a look at these players or evaluate this scheme or take a look at this individual situation. And you know, that really has to come first. It really does, because in order for us to really have a great gauge of what our players are and do a proper job of evaluating them, we have to give them that opportunity. So sometimes a little bit of an internal struggle there.
Great stuff, guys. Mr. President, you want to take us home with a final message here?
See you tomorrow night.
Tickets available.
In a week from Monday. We're excited to get the season started.
It's going to be fun. We appreciate it. Guys, thank you very much. How about a big round of applause, Head Coach Matt Patricia, President Rod Wood, and General Manager Bob Quinn. Steve's going to take it away. Guys, thank you. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you on WJR on the radio broadcast. We'll see you on Fox 2. Thank you, everybody.
Wow, Dan Miller, Jen Hammond, always outstanding. A round of applause for these guys. Thank you again to the Lions. Thank you to all of you for coming, and go Lions!